From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says he is optimistic countries of the world can solve the climate change problem. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama says he's encouraged by the opening sessions of a climate summit meeting in Paris.
President Obama says world leaders have already defied the skeptics by arriving at the Paris climate summit with ambitious pledges to rein in heat-trapping carbon pollution. The president's own climate initiative still faces serious legal and political opposition back home, but Obama says he's confident U.S. efforts to control carbon will outlast his presidency.
Let me first of all say that I'm anticipating a Democrat succeeding me. I'm confident in the wisdom of the American people on that front.
Obama added Republican presidential hopefuls who promised to undo his climate agenda may change their tune if they wind up in the Oval Office. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Paris.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. plans to expand special operations efforts in Iraq aimed at helping the military there battle Islamic State militants. Speaking before the House Armed Services Committee, Carter says that over time, U.S. special operators will be able to conduct raids, free hostages, and gather other intelligence aimed at defeating the group, which is also known as ISIS. Carter offered no actual numbers, but said the coordination is being carried out with the Iraqi government. House Democrats sent a letter to House Speaker Paul Ryan asking him to disband a new committee investigating fetal tissue sales. That panel was formed by Republicans in response to a series of controversial undercover videos featuring Planned Parenthood employees and facilities. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
Democrats appointed to the select committee said it should be disbanded in the wake of a shooting attack at a Planned Parenthood facility in Colorado. Democrats argue the shooting and acts of violence at women's health care facilities are linked to a toxic political climate. New York Democrat Gerald Nadler said Democrats believe the newly formed committee, which has not yet begun its work, will only fuel that toxic climate.
To continue this select committee is to continue spreading these lies about Planned Parenthood and to continuing inciting extremism and physical violence against reproductive health facilities, providers, and patients.
House Speaker Paul Ryan's office said the committee will continue its investigation as planned. Susan Davis, NPR News, the Capitol.
The nation's factories were a bit less busy last month. That's based on the latest report from the Institute for Supply Management, a key purchasing managers group. The group says manufacturing activity declined by nearly 2 points from the previous month, falling below 50. A reading below 50 indicates contraction in manufacturing, while a reading above that indicates expansion. Stocks posted solid gains after largely treading water for the past few sessions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 168 points today to close at 17,888. The NASDAQ rose 47 points. The S&P 500 rose 22 points. This is NPR. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is backing U.S. efforts to resettle Syrian and Iraqi refugees in the U.S., saying the U.S. must offer refuge to the world's most vulnerable people, regardless of religion or nationality. The group, made up of former secretaries of state, including Henry Kissinger, George Shultz, and Madeleine Albright, criticized a House vote last month to impose a virtual ban on those seeking to enter the U.S. in the wake of last month's terror attacks. Montgomery, Alabama is marking 60 years since Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give her bus seat to a white passenger. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports it's considered the spark for the modern civil rights movement.
Marchers paraded through downtown to the site where Parks was arrested on December 1, 1955.
Marching up to freedom, ain't gonna let nobody turn me around.
It's part of a week of events honoring Parks and organizers of the Montgomery bus boycott. It was led by a young Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and the Montgomery Improvement Association. Robert James is current president of the group.
One quiet woman who sat down and the world stood up.
Appearing at the church where King was pastor in 1955, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said the nation's laws and policies still fall short. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Montgomery.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is charging two Bitcoin mining companies and the founder with defrauding investors in what Wall Street watchdog group says was a Ponzi scheme. The SEC says it's charged the company's founder with civil rights fraud in connection with defrauding investors to the tune of $20 million. According to the SEC, investors paid the money.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.